The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Hello, people on the regular chat. Western Kind United says, check food for the ingredient sea salt. What is that, a trick to avoid kosher salt? Well, I'm not sure what you mean. We have a couple of crazy videos, people doing crazy stuff. That was pretty crazy. The guy jumps. Wow, people are crazy. There's this physics publishing of data by Mike McCullough, extremely impressive. Is this the equivalent of quanta in gravity, a minimal acceleration? So he's been looking at Jupiter mass binary objects, which are pairs of objects that are of the mass of Jupiter or bigger. In distant places, and he's noticed that as the acceleration between the two gets smaller and smaller, it reaches kind of a bottom, exactly the bottom predicted by quantum inertia. That is, as far as I'm concerned, it's the most fascinating, beautiful evidence for quantized gravity effects. And Mike McCullough was telling me in the reply section that yes, indeed, that would be a quanta. And so you could have one acceleration of that degree, or you could have double, or you could have triple, or you could have times 10. It seems that based on this, low accelerations are quantized. That is a very impressive discovery, if you want my opinion. It takes patience to deal with a person like this. Let's see what it is.
Get people to stop being trans.
I think we're going to tell boys that they're not girls.
So we're
going to
tell boys that they're not girls, and they're going to listen.
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we've done for most of history.
That happened to me, and I can promise you.
We've basically 100x'd the number of trans people by doing this affirmative stuff. And it's been leading them into extremely unhealthy lifestyles that many of them regret.
Due to God that I didn't listen.
Yeah, well, because we live at a time that is affirming the transgender delusion. But if we lived at a more sensible time, probably you would have listened, and you
but
might have had
not.
Some. And I think we should just return to a more sensible kind of politics.
But how? What is yours? You're not giving a solution on how you would even be capable of
doing
something.
Yeah, I think I am.
Like
I think we kick the fellas out of the boys' bathroom. We kick the transgender
how are
teaching
you
out of
to
schools.
Do that?
We just enforce the law as it was before 2015.
There was
it's not
a
that
law
hard.
Prohibiting.
And this trans person bugs on whether there was a law prohibiting. Yes, there was a law. I mean, people were getting sued for public indecency, that kind of stuff. It's totally feasible to have a law that keeps people out of the bedroom of their opposite gender. Buto says, strangely, it happened just after the big fight against bullies in schools. Okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to. We have here a save the baby from a dying pregnant Ray Fish.
We were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what if.
Whoa, baby Ray.
What's
These right from the bottom are the cutest, ridiculous fish I've ever seen. When they eat, it's like this. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine, baby. Well, well, well. Rage in the Cage says, hello from Alberta, I'm listening with an open mind. Okay, I welcome new audience members, but it's like, I'm guessing that you're connected to the Housewives of Alberta. It's like, my show is not about me defending myself that I'm not a murderer, just so you know. Sometimes I go on these shows because they accuse me of ridiculous stuff, but my show is about the world. My show is not about myself and how I'm not a murderer, because it's absolutely ridiculous, by the way, that I even have to go on these other shows to make this case. It's the result of having delusional people out there. And it sucks. It sucks what happened with these Alberta housewives, where they're in the constant doubt. Oh, well, the sentence that he's using to describe this event is not exactly like the sentence that he used 6 months ago. Like, have you ever considered the possibility that people can change the way they describe things, but they are still consistent? They're still not lying. Like, they are fucking retarded. So, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do to save these people from themselves. Sneed Poster says, was that woman an intelligence asset? Yeah, and so I've been retweeting some stuff about the Housewives of Alberta, because apparently there's a bunch of people who think that that she's an agent of the RCMP or whatever, or that she's at least passing information to the RCMP. What a bizarre woman who dreams of being... But this, the world of private investigators is filled with this kind of delusional woman, because it's like, oh yeah, you're delusional. It's perfect for being suspicious and tracking people. But it's like, when your delusion falls on someone who is innocent, you will wreck things up. You will wreck your communication with the public. You'll deceive your audience. And that's the problem. Regent DeCage says, I'm not judging you or others. Yes, I agree with you saying we can change. It's because we can and must learn. All good, JFG. Well, welcome to the show. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the Streamlabs link in the description below. Streamlabs.com/JFGtonight/tip. Streamlabs is my favorite platform to receive support for the show. John Drake says, video and GPS evidence is better evidence, and that's what JF has. Exactly. So unless you want to invoke some sort of teleportation, I have nothing to do with the disappearance of Mama JF, so fuck off. Welcome to India. How does that happen? How do you even want to go bathe in this fucking crap pool? So apparently this is a dirty public pool of India.
It's a bathroom ka paani, right? Toilet ka. Wahan toilet use hota hai, yahan paani hai. Aur isme kis tarike se log harbara ke aa rahe hain? Ye dekho, ye dekho. It's a bathroom ka paani, right? Toilet ka.
Why would you want to go bathe? Just don't bathe. You don't need to bathe every day. Go find some cleaner water. Blimpy Supervisor says, the same people who will remind you they are Brahmins, lol. We learned that one of the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's leading advisors, Dan Caldwell, was escorted from the Pentagon on Tuesday after being identified during an investigation into leaks at the Department of Defense. So apparently they caught one of the leakers. Rush Chifley says, the only thing that fat bitch should investigate is the amount of Twinkies in her cabinet. Yes, that would be a good start. OpenAI is working on its own X-like social network, according to Verge sources. OpenAI is working on a X-like social network, according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. Look, OpenAI got totally destroyed by Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk overpaid for Twitter, but holy shit, did that pay off? Because he used Twitter as somehow a bank of data on human behavior. And that allowed him to make Grok an artificial intelligence that speaks much more human-like and that is much better at comedy, sarcasm, that can understand multiple layers of theory of mind. So OpenAI cannot just start an X equivalent and no one will want to go there. They won't have the network effect. So it seems that Elon, despite, you know, despite his principled stance and the fact that people were saying, well, he's doing it for freedom, but of course he's overpaying it. He may not even have overpaid for Twitter. It turns out that if you farm Twitter for the right data, you can build the best AI, which is currently Grok. The Russian tensions are increasing. Russia officially has asked Indonesia to base long-range strategic bombers at the Papua base, Jakarta officials said to Jane's Intel. Putin may put these Tu-95s there, the military site adds. So we're talking about bombers that can carry large loads. Very interesting. Rage in the Cage says, Jeff, I know it looks gross, but old medicine used leeches and fermented weeds in water. I'm going to research what we are seeing. Why don't we just don't have a society where we bathe in fucking trash? Instead of trying to find the maybe traditional religious medical reason why maybe it makes sense, why not just bathe in clean water? I don't want to excuse this behavior because I don't want my country to become this. John Drake says, if and when X fails, the next thing will be Noster or something similar running on BTC's rails. Yeah, I would say a decentralized social media. I would like if we could be headed there. But it seems that it's not been user-friendly enough and not appealing enough yet that that it became anyhow possible. So I guess we're going to have to wait for decentralized social media, but it should totally be this. It's sad that Elon Musk doesn't have an interest in developing this because, of course, from his perspective, it's an interest to keep it centralized. But ultimately, for full freedom of speech on the internet, we should have a decentralized system in which people are their own nodes. And they emit this data into the thing and it gets passed through some sort of torrent, decentralized technology. I was titling today that 4chan was exposed as an Israeli op because of this picture. data for after 2014, 12, 15, the number of Israeli posts on 4chan is reported to be very high. Personally, I wasn't surprised, though there are people challenging the validity of this data. People presented this picture as being a result of the hack and illustrating that Israel is the biggest consumer of posts there and posting there. However, there is a claim by Throttle that this is not only fake, but it's a screenshot from 4plebs, an unofficial archiving site for 4chan, so it's not a part of the leak. 4plebs haven't kept country statistics since 2021, so they just took the old stats and put Israel on top. So there's the claim that it's not true, that Israel as this amount of posts. So if you compare this and this, 1-4-3-5-2-9-7-4-7. It's not the same numbers. But doesn't seem to me, it doesn't seem satisfying that he claims this is a old JPEG that was used to make this one, but it's not the same numbers. So is it possible that this guy is mistaken, that it's not been remade from this JPEG? What is the evidence that we have that this number is false and has been added there artificially? I don't know. And even if it's for plebs, does that mean that Israel still consumes more of these posts and reads more of them? I won't take position. I don't know. Personally, I consider 4chan is a very high likelihood of being monitored and participated to by Fed agents, state agents, and intelligence agents. So as far as I'm concerned, many years ago, I have decided that 4chan had become something else. I'm sure there was a time where it was a genuine website where there was a lot of racial stuff. Back at the beginning of my career, 4chan was a great place. But 1 or 2 years into it, and I started seeing there's so much trans stuff, leftists that are posing as right-wingers, and you can feel it. You can see that they're trying to seed trouble. There's so much kind of counter-right-wing ideology that you're like, okay, is this some sort of program to try to convince people away from the right wing? I've become convinced that, yes, it's some kind of up. Is it a purely Israeli app? Well, we know that Israel generates a lot of traffic on the internet, and some of it very artificial, some of it funded. Because someone like Andrew Torba at Gab, he has to completely ban any IP from Israel. Because you don't get constructive stuff, you just get a bunch of agents that connect from Israel, and they try to mess with your political movement, and they pose as you, and they pose as within your group, and then they pose as outside of your group. It's the Israeli way to do things. It's just subversion and confusion. So I won't take an official stance on whether that image is fabricated, but it could be, could not be. We'll see, I guess, if more precise work gets done on determining the claim and its origins. D. Thomas says they will use proxy chains or VPNs. Yeah, but it seems that you save a lot of traffic by just banning the whole of Israel. I'm sure that they have techniques and methods to get through VPNs, but at least it costs them something. You know, at least it forces them to have one more step. And you know, the Israeli, they don't like paying outside of Israel. They don't like paying a subscription payment to some other country to maintain a VPN. So here they are exposing that, you know, the Katy Perry travel to space. They actually were able to open the hatch from inside, and they did. But you'll see this guy is going to tell them, no, 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 we want Jeff Bezos to come and open the hatch, close it back. So here you can see the hatch has been opened, and this guy is going to come in. And so it's all a show to see Jeff Bezos arriving and knocking through the windows. They had already opened the hatch. Everything is fake. Why does everything have to be fake? This is exactly why live streaming got popular. It's because there's so much fakery out there. If you can just have a moment of truth with a human being. John Drake says, Bezos falls down. Do you have that clip? I don't have this clip, but yeah, I saw it, that at some point Jeff Bezos falls into a hole, kind of. We have a very old radio station in Russia that has always been emitting gray noise since the 70s. It just emits buzzing noise. But apparently yesterday there were 4 messages that were heard on this radio line that has been operated since the 70s. People have been calling it the Doomsday Radio. Apparently it's some sort of readiness signal, perhaps by the Russian state for nuclear war or something. So this is the buzzing noise that's been playing on this radio frequency since the 70s. NZTI 33702 PTUN 6652. Of course, it's all encrypted, so you need to have the key to understand what these things mean, but it's NZHTI 33702 Neptune 6652 2075. So I guess that if you have the key to decode this, perhaps you would see some communications about nuclear submarines or nuclear readiness, or maybe just a practice to make sure that all systems of communication are in place. Blimpy Survivor Supervisor says, never know what the Russians are gonna do. Well, I mean, the Russians have some good reason to be on their toes, because they keep talking about striking Iran, and ultimately it's all a means to play in the court of Russia. So everything that's been happening in the Middle East is against Russia, against China, to kind of reshape the economic world on the planet around the US and around Israel. So of course Russia has some serious things to consider, because they have to consider right now, what will we do if Iran gets struck? What do we do if it's a small strike? What do we do if it's a society, completely destructive strike? I guess this is what they're currently planning for. President Trump has said that countries may choose between the US or China. So here you see the end game that Trump was playing with these tariffs. He was ultimately trying to push these other countries to side with him against China. And I don't think he went at it in a very clever way, because he went into an economic war against countries like Canada, and it put countries like Canada in the defensive and already in an aggressive position of saying, oh, we will fight these tariffs, we will respond. And instead, if he wanted ultimately for all countries to kind of detach from China and kind of hug the US, he could have gotten there, I think, with better diplomacy rather than start on the offensive and then back down, because then you're not only putting the other side in aggressive stance, you're pushing them in the arms of China, and at the same time, because you back down, you demonstrate that you didn't have power at all. Like, Canadians were ready for a long-term economic war. They knew they would suffer from it, but they were kind of shook by the aggressivity of Trump. And now that you're trying to stop this and put the brakes on your project, now they are more likely to be in the arms of China. Prut says, China doesn't weaponize their currency like the US. Well, the whole petrodollar is this concept. It is basically an unjust claim of power by the US that has been defended with weapons. So not only is the U.S. weaponizing its financial system, it's literally it's literally built on weapons, the domination of the U.S. and this decision that every other country must use the U.S. dollar so that the U.S. basically gets a chop of the economic energy of everyone. We learned that China has altered all deliveries of Boeing jets. So Boeing jets, I don't know what will happen with this because I guess there's Canadian companies that are relying on getting a Boeing jet. What does that mean? Will this fundamentally change the exports of aviation in the aviation industry? I don't know. D. Thomas says, do people think that China doesn't steal a shit ton of intellectual property? Well, they do, and it's not just China, by the way. You know, imagine the movie and music industry used to be a flagship export of the U.S. We started pirating it, and there are many countries that are being extremely loose with their piracy law, and that have basically crashed the ability of the U.S. to be a leader in Hollywood, movie, and music. That is also theft of intellectual property that is being collaborated with by basically having no legislation against it or very weakly enforced legislation against it. And when you look at it from the perspective of the size of the movie industry 20 years, 40 years ago versus today, you could very well accuse Western countries from an economic war that crashed this entire exports industry of the U.S. So to those people who say there's something special about China violating property rights, I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. I know that they are. I know that they are reverse engineering a lot of stuff. I know that they are sending their scientists into American universities to rip off whatever techniques they can and bring it back to China, sure. But I don't think that the Western countries and the U.S. are free of that either. I think there's a lot of messing around with patent law and patent theft within the U.S. itself. Inventors very often do not get credit and money for their invention. Frog Eyes says, actually, there is a docu-series on this topic titled How Music Became Free, and it covers the history of piracy and Juarez, and the party responsible isn't quite what you would have expected. I don't know who's responsible. I have been following piracy culture forever, like before the internet existed. I was on BBSs tracking the flows of piracy content and being interested in this. And up to the Pirate Bay story, and I mean Napster, LimeWire, Torrent, the evolution of of mail forums on which these segmented files were getting passed underground as zero-day wires. And I've been loving this, but I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean by there was another player. Who was the player behind piracy, you think? Because to me, it's a beautiful culture, and I love the NFOs. I love the NFOs. Razer 1911, just per ASCII art. Sneed Poster says, I still torrent to this day, whilst all the normies have 5 different subscriptions. Yeah, it is still a very efficient way of getting movies. And the fact is, The fact is that none of the subscription services who try to be those giga libraries like Amazon Video, they just don't have that movie or this movie, and it's just not as easy to get it. New Guy Prime says ASCII porn. Well, here I will invoke the conference that was given by internet historian Jason Scott, one of my personal heroes, who was searching the atomic level of porn, the porn quanta, the porn quantum, just how many characters of ASCII keyboard typing do you need to reach a kind of boob-like form that will be evocative sexually to you? And it seems that the atomic level of porn is somewhere at the 1024 bits limit. That below 4 ASCII character, you can't draw a boob yet. But put a parenthesis on the left, a little underscore, a little dot for the tit, a little right parenthesis, and then you start having a boob. The Atomic Level of Porn, ladies and gentlemen, by Jason Scott, a massive computer historian who has preserved all of the NFOs and all of the traded files since back in the 70s up to today. I don't know where he's at. I don't know where he's at, this Jason Scott. He was quite a character. Was quite a character. Frog Eyes says, ASCII art and LeetSpeak, those were the days. Absolutely. LeetSpeak was absolutely amazing. And Tunes says, never forget, President Trump made 13 tweets about George Floyd. He has made 0 about Austin Metcalf. Absolutely, it's disgusting. Because I was making the parallel a few days ago between Metcalf and Derek Chauvin. And between Anthony and Derek Chauvin. Because this Derek Chauvin was found guilty of a murder for some action that is very distant from leading to death. You have to process it in your mind that, oh, if I kneel for too long onto someone, maybe he's going to die. Maybe it's going to be my fault. Maybe not. Whereas Anthony just took a knife that he knew he was carrying, and he provoked a fight in which he planted that knife in the heart. So the fact that we have the whole of society that turned against Derek Chauvin, but the whole of society cannot turn against Anthony, is all the problem here. It's the big problem. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, it seems it need not to be the case that those with low IQ and low impulse control committing most of the physical violence. Might there be a Darwinian world where the most intelligent men perpetrate? That is an interesting question. I think in principle, you're right. In principle, if it was harder to commit crimes or getting away with them, you could have the evolution of a class of psychopaths that are they are the only one capable of being criminal. They're the only one capable of getting away with it. And so you end up having a selective pressure for intelligent criminals. But I think the reality is not like the principled thinking that you could have on this. The reality is this. You're not committing crimes because you're stupid. You're stupid because you're committing crimes. And here's the layout. Here's how I think of it evolutionarily. To be part of a group that becomes intelligent, you need to be low violence to begin with. Because if you're high violence, what will your intelligence bring you? It won't anything that you build, anything that's fine, anything that's mechanical, anything that's a technological innovation is worth nothing in a world where you're going to get hit by a club and your invention is going to get stolen. So intelligence has these limited places where it can arise. It cannot arise if there's no free market for those inventions. It cannot arise if your intelligence is not marketable. But to be marketable, there needs to be a minimal amount of order, because if it's all disorder, then it's all about who it's who with the club first. Now, if you're in a society that is who it's who with the club first, then being intelligent is not an advantage. So this is my point. Evolutionarily, violence precedes stupidity. So a lot of people make this error of thinking that because there's a correlation between low IQ and violent behavior, that it's people are led into violent behavior because they're stupid. I don't think that's the case. I think there's just a correlation that you become stupid inevitably as a group if there's too much violence in that group. You can only evolve intelligence if there's low violence in that group. So violence here, the presence or absence of violence, is the evolutionary precursor for IQ. Not telling you that I know these things, but that would be how I lay out my hypothesis. New Guy Prime says group stupidity is due to violence. Exactly. Because every time you club someone randomly and kill them, you are a little more away from a society where intelligence could arise, could be meritocratically rewarded. And there's just an amount of background violence under which neither the free market nor economic merit nor intelligence can develop. Because these things are fragile. These things are very fragile to, because they're self-punitive in this environment. You don't want to be an intelligent guy in Zimbabwe right now, okay? Because, I mean, no matter the level at which you produce something that's intelligent and worthy, you're going to get owned for it. They're going to take it. They're going to kill you. In fact, they might very well think that you're, if it's a very powerful invention, you might get eaten for contributing to black magic or something like this. Plus, intelligent people will flee violence, says D. Thomas. Yeah, I think there is a... That's why intelligence arose in cold winters. A lot of people also think the cold winter theory is the only way to think of the relation between cold and intelligence. They say, well, cold requires planning. Therefore, you evolve higher IQ in cold environment. I think there are many alternatives to this. One of them being, cold is the only place where intelligent people can flee, and where the violent parasites will not quite be willing to follow them. Basically, because the low IQ, club-bearing, violent guy, he survives very well at equator temperatures. The autopsies of 14 Gaza medics and one other slain by Israel show that 4 were shot in the head. Israel claimed not to know that they were rescue workers due to a lack of visibility, but was proven wrong when video revealed they had their ambulance lights on. So that was a video that was published about a week ago. The autopsies are now showing that it was basically execution of ambulance workers, of people who were completely pacific. New Guy Prime says that's why they buried the ambulance. Did they? I didn't know that. Call of Duty, the Call of Duty, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes Diddy calls you and you have to open up for the baby lotion. a meme that, according to Drama Alert, is currently becoming popular on Twitter. Abrego Garcia's wife, a man who got deported, Well, I believe she has children.
After his disappearance, and I stand before you filled with spirit that refuses to bring down. I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive. Kilmer, if you can hear me, stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you. Our children are asking, when would you come home? And I pray for the day I tell them the time and date that you'll return. As we continue through Holy Week, my heart aches for my husband, who should have been here leading our Easter prayers. Instead, I find myself pleading with the Trump administration and the Bukele administration to stop playing political games with the life of Kilmer. Our family is torn apart during this scary time, and our children miss their dad so much. Despite the challenges we continue to face with the U.S. and the Salvadorian government, I hope that the strength of faith and the resilience within us will keep us standing after all the punches we continue to receive.
Sneed Poster says his name was Kilmer. Yes. Not a good name to have, really. It's a bad start for passing immigration, and your name is Kilmer. Yeah, K-I-L-M-A-R, Kilmer. Who apparently got deported to El Salvador as part of this new Trump project. And, you know, they referred to kind of him when Trump spoke with the El Salvador president, Bukele, and Bukele said, I would never send back these guys because that would be smuggling terrorists into the U.S. I would never do that. Well, so it boils down to this. Did this guy commit a crime? Was this guy a part of a gang committing crimes, smuggling stuff across the border? If so, I don't really care what happens to him, whether jail time or long-term deportation to El Salvador. But here we are. Rush Tifley says, Jeff, did you see Piers Morgan hosted Eric Weinstein and Dave Smith today to again tell us about what the correct opinions should be about the war in Gaza? The Goyim are getting restless and they don't like it. I've not seen the clip, but I've heard that it was happening, so I guess I'll be seeing it. D. Thomas says, I fucking hate Eric Weinstein. Yeah, it's... Eric Weinstein is on the fall, and let me tell you, this network of pro-Israeli speakers who have been organizing this cartel, because it's a cartel. Eric Weinstein was reported by Mike Cernovich one day to have told him, hey, if you can shut down on some of these subjects, I can get you on Rogan. So they operate like a cartel. It's like they try to bind you to be in the direction of pro-Israeli and not noticing the Jewish question. So that's how Eric Weinstein operates. And let me tell you, they are panicking. They are going down. They are going down because they're losing power. Joe Rogan has decided to invite people like Martyr Maid. And you have James Lindsay speculating now and saying... James Lindsay wrote on his Twitter yesterday or today that there is currently an organization of Jews who want to basically punish Joe Rogan for going in his own way, for trapping Douglas Murray into a bad debate and for inviting Martyr Maid and defending him. So they want to cancel Joe Rogan, basically. I'd like to see them try it. That would be quite amazing because I think Joe Rogan is more powerful than them. And I think the more they organize, the more they try to now not go onto Joe Rogan, to make him lose audience or whatever. I think it will lead to Joe Rogan seeing the glaring, obvious fact that they are acting like a mafia. So they are panicking. And James Lindsay just talking about this publicly is kind of impressive. Because I don't think you can win a war against Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has been attempted to be canceled in the past, and he rose onto Spotify and people follow him. Rush Chifley says, Piers Morgan introduced Eric Weinstein as just coming back from working on a research project in Israel. It's just too on the nose. Do they even hear themselves when they say this shit? Yeah, it's time that we have a discussion about Israel that doesn't involve Israelis. And that discussion is as follows. You guys are foreign people. Maybe there would be a justification for alliance once in a while, once every thousand war. But in no way are we benefiting from this constant alliance that, by the way, is developed artificially by basically your lobby inside the US. So there you go. Become sovereign. Take the risks that you want to take. You want to go to war with Iran? Go for it with your money, your army, and let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, and hopefully you get everything that you deserve. Daryl Cooper says he would consider a debate with Nick Fuentes. I think everyone should let Daryl know that we want to see this happen. Yeah, it's weird, this whole story, because Martyr Maid is trying to make the argument that Nick Fuentes was impolite with Dave Smith, and so that's not a good way to welcome a guy who's open to talking with him. Nick Fuentes can be critical of someone like Dave Smith, and Nick Fuentes doesn't have to retain his critique of Dave Smith just because Dave Smith treats him like a human being. That is blaming the victim, really. It's like saying, oh, well, here's one person who doesn't abuse you. Why aren't you not criticizing this person? Well, it's because ideally, in an open world, everyone can criticize anyone, and people don't treat others like non-existent, non-entities, and people engage with the points that are brought in front of them. So Martyr Maid is kind of weak in this thing, and it's a weak week for Martyr Maid, where he's like, this is... Nick Fuentes is not my view of what being a Christian should be. And, I don't want to talk about this edgy subject anymore. I want to talk about other things than what's relevant. It's annoying because it's all... He's disintegrating into nothingness. It's sad. Because here's a guy who was put forward, who got the limelight, and who's not going to do anything with it. Not going to do anything useful with it. D. Thomas says, JF, do you think Ray Epps is a Fed? I've never really taken position on this because I don't know. I don't care. Very bizarre behavior that he had when he was... encouraging people to throw down the fences. That is very bizarre behavior, but who knows? And does it really change anything historically and politically whether Ray Epps is a Fed or not? Whether Ray Epps is a Fed or not, we know that there's way too many Feds creating way too many entrapment situations for American people. And sometimes young men. And sometimes young, mentally handicapped men. There's way too many artists who get brought in these secret Discord room with a CIA, FBI agent. And who get radicalized by this entrapment. So whether Ray Epps is a Fed or not, That's one individual. I can tell you for sure there are too many feds and that it's a massive problem. Bernier. See? This is like, what the fuck? I like that there is a party in Canada that can be anti-immigration. But it's done with such inability to speak English that it can't be appealing. This cannot be appealing. Look at how this guy is speaking. I speak better English than this guy. This guy wants to be Prime Minister of Canada.
So when you have mass immigration, and actually I'm thinking about, you know, the truckers coming from India, we had a lot of accidents across the country because, you know, they are not having, they are not, when they are doing their, when they are in their trucks, they are doing a lot of things with, and they are not concentrated to what they must.
Maxime Bernier is trying to communicate to you the idea that these Indian truckers are just, they're just making their food, you know, taking the pita bread and dipping it in masala sauce and then rubbing it under their arms. Of course, you're going to get an accident. These truckers cannot pay attention to the road. That's what he's trying to say.
Must do to have a secure way to transport goods, but it is not happening. You can remember what happened in our country in the just wait a little bit. What happened in our country in Saskatchewan when you had, you know, a team, a young team, a hockey team, the Broncos. In 2018, you know, an Indian immigrant killed 16 people with his semi-trailer truck. And that's happening also. You had the same thing in Montreal a couple of weeks ago when, you know, an Indian driver who was driving a semi-trailer truck killed a young guy in Montreal. And that trucker was...
Now, this is all good. This is all good. Sure, that is a problem. We import from the third world and we get third world degree training, third world degree care, and third world degree professionalism. But what is your project, bro? Are you going to make Indian truck drivers illegal? That's not going to happen. Not going to happen in Canada. And anyways, the way he has to lengthily describe all of this is so painful. Like, I just said it in much fewer words. Import the third world, get third world jobs, third world professionalism, third world risks and dangers for people. That is much easier than let me look in my phone. In Saskatchewan, New Guy Prime says he needs a good voice coach. Exactly. People are telling me, Jeff, that's how you used to sound. Yeah, maybe in my early shows, maybe. I think that even in my early shows, I might have sounded better than this. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.